Oh yeah, we're about to get nerdy with behind the scenes tech talk as it pertains to social media, video platforms, podcasting, websites, and more. So take off those pocket protectors. You won't need them here. Pour yourself a tall glass of Code Red Mountain Dew, get comfortable, and prepare to talk nerdy. After Hours starts right now.
What's up, crew? After Hours
is right now.
So welcome, everybody. We're live on the YouTubes. We're simulcast over on gunchannels.com. Got the chat up on both sides. And for anybody listening to replay, hang on. Maybe a bit of static. Got to turn the mixer off. For anybody watching, listening, whatever, in replay, there's the comments below. So definitely feel free to participate down there. That we're going to talk about something. We're liable to break the YouTubes actually tonight because we're going to talk about something. I can't even say the word controversial. There, I just said it. But apparently the word controversial is controversial. Who would have thunk it, right? But we're going to talk about controversial keywords. I've been following and tracking some stuff for a while. I've got a couple of tools in VidIQ and TubeBuddy that I paid for a month just to be able to play around with the with different words that can be used in the titles, the tags, the description of videos that potentially are causing monetization issues, right? Ad restriction. And we've got a good question out there right off the bat from Calaveras. And he says, do these bad keywords matter so much if we're not monetized? Actually, they can. In helping people and going through this before I had access to these tools anyway, I have noticed that by getting around certain words and things like that, it tends to up your search suggestion and recommendation rankings. So if that's going on by not using these words, then what that tells me is that the monetization algorithm, not only I should say the monetization algorithm, but also that search suggestion recommendation algorithm as well is probably picking up on certain words and suppressing things. Before we get started, I want to throw a couple of things out there. Most of these words we're going to talk about, and I want to actually do some research. So I've actually got a test video up here. It's unlisted, but I'm able to put certain words in and kind of see what happens. And I do want participation out there from the chat as well. But I want to throw three things out there because I don't want words in these categories in my chat. We still have to keep this as clean as possible. So I will start off by talking about three things that I've found that have an issue. I found affiliate links having an issue. More often than not, it seems like it is the shortened version of a link. In other words, Amazon has like their little weird extension. That's like AMZ or something like that. Even the Google, oddly enough. This is like a GLY, the Bitly extension, the BLT, BT, BLT. I got food on the brain. The BTLY extensions that's used for shortening stuff. Those in VidIQ, anyway. I've seen them flag. So with this particular tool, curse words are obvious, and that's one reason that for the longest, you know, I've tried to keep everything clean. That's, like I said, that's one reason. There's actually multiple reasons for that. And the same goes for sexually suggestive words. So remember that when you're out there in these chats, it's okay to goof off and be funny, but we've had that happen on a show here where, you know, something was said in the chat. I knew that was going to end up causing an issue. It did. And when I disabled the chat, all of the monetization came back. So you could actually be hurting somebody's channel by doing that stuff, right or wrong. It is what it is. So as far as those three things, as far as obviously nobody's going to be putting affiliate links out there in the chat, but you know, as usual, let's stay away from the curse words and all the sexually suggestive stuff and things like that. Let's talk about words that shouldn't be an issue, especially within context. And I'm going to go through a list here real quick. I did an Instagram post, kind of a meme playing off of the whole George Carlin thing, the seven dirty words you can't say on television or radio. And it was the seven dirty words you can't type into YouTube. And there's actually more than seven that I've got here. And they cover several different topics and genres. So to say, again, like most stuff we talk about on here, to say that, okay, YouTube is just picking on the conservatives, or they're just picking on the firearm community or the gun channels or whatever, is very disingenuous, because there's words completely outside that spectrum. But one thing I found that's interesting, again, I'm using an advanced plugin from vidIQ. We've talked about that before, and there is a free version of vidIQ that you can get. Highly recommend, if you run a channel, getting that and using some of those features, and then running an advanced version of TubeBuddy as well, to kind of pull these words and do some research. What I found is that TubeBuddy actually picks up on less stuff. I have not found with TubeBuddy, I have yet to see it flag anything as far as an affiliate link, which is good. I've yet to see it flag near as many words, which is good, I guess. And then about the only thing that it has in common with vidIQ is the, like I said, the curse words and the sexually suggestive words. Other than that, there's about three words in there that I found with TubeBuddy that flag. Those words are war, murder, and queer, which is interesting. You would think there would be other words, and we're going to talk about those like over on the vidIQ side of things. Now, on the vidIQ side of things, what's interesting is the words I found so far, and we talked about this a little Monday, so it's going to be redundant for you out there if you listen to the Monday podcast. But the first one on the list I've got is ammo. Ammo in your titles, tag, description. And we're testing tonight to see if we talk about them. It's going to be interesting as we talk about these words. None of these words appear in my title tags and descriptions. I didn't even use the word controversial keywords. I used bad keywords. So it's going to be interesting to see as we talk about these words if it actually flags this live stream. But ammunition, it definitely flags that under vidIQ, or ammo, I should say. It definitely flags ammunition. I have not seen a flag for the word ammunition, which is interesting. Rifle, it will flag rifle, vidIQ will, every single time. Oddly enough, it will not. Well, let me move on. It also will flag gun every single time. Oddly enough, though, it flags rifle and gun. It does not flag pistol, handgun, shotgun, you know, anything like that. The word guns, if you put an S on the end of either of those words, if you go rifles, plural, or guns, plural, vidIQ does not flag that as well. At least it doesn't appear to. I haven't run across anything to suggest that it will. Gun in particular it concerns me, because obviously we've got gun channels and we got gun websites and we got budget guns and gear, at least you're plural. We've got 13C gun reviews, Joe, out there, which has got gun, and that's all in the name. That's all in the channel name, which hopefully with Joe, actually messaged back and forth with him on Instagram some tonight. He was going to try to jump in if he could, but going to work with him over the next few days, hopefully, and actually play around with the idea of it, of that being in a name, and see if it's making a difference. So moving on, we've got the word shoot. Oddly enough, variations of the word shoot, like shooter or shooting, doesn't seem to flag, but shoot does. The word tragedy, the word assault. This is a really weird one, and I think Ghost and I were looking at this the other day. We were talking about it, and I was playing around, and it's the word pawn. I was actually looking at some Travis P11 stuff, and yeah, it was flagging, you know, he obviously pimps out the pawn shop there, and so the word pawn is flagging. That's really strange, but I got to looking through some Urban Dictionary stuff and some other things, and believe it or not, that falls under the whole sexually suggestive thing, which is weird. We talked about it before, the word controversial will flag as well. Murder, gay, which is kind of strange, queer, and you know, Yankee is in trouble because, you know, the word tranny also is picking up. So I found it weird that TubeBuddy really only flags the word queer, while vidIQ is flagging pretty much any term that you use other than like LGBTQ. It flags those, and I'm like, that's kind of crazy. I mean, how do you run a channel that's, you know, some type of a lifestyle channel for that? That's crazy. And again, this nerd chat is not necessarily about firearm related stuff. We like to talk about the creator world as a whole. So what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to say, hey, if you're out there in the live chat, do a little bit of brainstorming. Let's get some participation going, maybe, and let's look at some words that you wouldn't, you know, on the surface you might not think that the they would be flagged as controversial, but you know, after you reflect on them a little bit, you think, okay, maybe so, because that's the problem I'm having in trying to build this list, work up a list of words. That way, potentially, we can find, you know, ways around this or ways to deal with this, or potentially ways that we can affect the algorithm in some way, right? I'm not sure what Warsaw Patriot's saying. He says they can't flag words. You might want to leave the chat then, buddy, because that's what we're talking about here, is them flagging for monetization and other things, algorithmic, based on keywords in the title, tag, and description. I know you come in late, you may have missed the premise. We're going to start on Snob side, though. I know Snob had put in the chat, along with Gizzard Gary, he'd put in some stuff there. Snob says, what if you put one word, all one word, pawn shop? I did look at that, Snob, and just like using handgun or shot to gun, you seem to be able to get around it by doing that. So I think he would be okay. And then Gizzard saying he changed the gun channels, smushed it together, made all one word, no space between the N and the C gun channels, and everything seemed to be okay. Yeah, same way. I mean, it seems like if you hide that within other words or something. But that's hard to do with certain words. So I know Snob, one of the reasons I want to bring Snob in right quick is I know he's played around with us a little bit, he said, on the TubeBuddy side of things. And like I said, in my experience, vidIQ is picking up on a lot more of these flags, twice as many, three times as many, it seems like, as vidIQ is. And my thinking is, if we're gonna try to play this game and we're gonna try to play it safe, then we got to know as many of these potential problem words as possible. That way, we can work to eliminate as many as possible, at least on this platform. What have you run into? I'm curious with your experiences with TubeBuddy in that particular feature.
I was trying to remember. I've only had it pop up the demonetization warning. TubeBuddy pops up demonetization warning over to the side if you put in a keyword or something in there. And I don't remember what it was. I've only had it pop up once. And I went back and played with it the other day, and Tragedy, I think, popped up, and I think War did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was a lot of things that didn't. I went back and played with it after you talked about it on a Monday show, just right. Playing with it.
And oddly enough, I mean, even the identifiers. I mean, War is one that, like I said, was on the TubeBuddy side, but vidIQ didn't hit on it. And it's weird because vidIQ is hitting on other things. A lot of other things. But even if, I guess what worries me a little bit with this is even if we, cause I did Revolution. I run Revolution through it just to see, because the first thing I noticed is I was looking at some metadata on a video and it had the word Civil War. And that's where I seen that TubeBuddy was hitting on Civil War. And I'm like, well, is it hitting on Civil War or is it the war that's killing it? So I went in and run some tests, just put the word civil, just put the word war, and you know, it civil was fine. It didn't have a problem with that. But if you put the two together without smashing them up, obviously without a space in between them, which completely changes the word, let's be honest. Then the war actually kills that. And I thought, you know, that's crazy because I can get where in a way that they don't want the whole hardship and tragedy and violence and, you know, sexually suggestive and whatever these little categories that they've got may be, that they're, you know, kind of cleaning up the place, so to speak, for their advertisers. And I get that. But when you're able to put a multi-word tag in play, something like Revolutionary War, that obviously can have an educational or a historical reference. So why is it just hitting on war? That doesn't make any sense to me. And that's something that there's still going to be, you know, more research and whatnot to go over. We'll bring that guy's wife in here for a minute. Are there any words? I know you haven't played around with any of this. Are there any words that you use? I know you're not monetized yet. But again, this could also affect things like the search suggestion and recommendation. Are there any words that you're thinking about that you use that potentially could be a problem like we're talking about?
Well, I mean, simply the fact that we are gun gals is going to kill us.
Yeah, and that's a good point because we talk about, like Gizzard was talking about, taking gun channels, just removing the space. Gun dash gals or gun space gals is problematic in a channel name. Outside of that, as far as odd words that, you know, and I know that you're kind of new to at least firearms and the language and the vernacular and all of that, but is there anything maybe that that we're not thinking about? Maybe something that from the female side of things that could be considered a controversial word, you think? And we need to do a little homework on that.
Well, when you start talking about different holsters and such, because one of the big ones right now that I've been reading a lot about is the flashbang. Mm-hmm. And of course, I mean, it hooks to your bra.
Mm-hmm.
So would that not depend? You would have to be really careful as to how you put that in there, right?
I'm putting it in there now just to see. So I want to run it real quick.
Because we would be talking about bra size or chest size or something to that effect.
Actually, bang. YouTube hits on the word bang.
Wow.
Same. Or YouTube. TubeBuddy hits on the word bang, actually. So, yeah.
See?
Yeah. I'm going to do something here real quick, though. I'm going to actually, let me remove bang. And then let me actually do flashbang, but I'm pretty sure it's still going to hit on it. even if I put the tag flashbang. Actually, it hits on flashbang.
Oh, nice.
And then if we do all one word flashbang, which is the, I call that the Gizzard Gary approach right now, since he mentioned that. Let's go all one word, no space flashbang, and see. You can get by with that, it looks like. But that's weird. The word bang is what's tripping it up. And that is only with TubeBuddy. So, Tardot, we'll jump over to you. I don't know if you've played around. I think you do a lot of work on mobile, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of these tools for that. What is there anything that comes to mind when you think about potential words and stuff like that that could be an issue?
Yeah, I've messed with TubeBuddy and VidIQbit. I've never done the paid services, but you know, talking about this, some of the things that come to mind would be even parts of a gun, like we were talking about being firearms channels. You know, when you start talking about words that have kind of been co-opted into slang in some way, shape, or form, you can think of things like trigger, think of things like hammers, mm-hmm. you know, just different parts of a gun or anything we could talk about on our channels that would kind of trigger that, no pun intended, trigger that algorithm. And, you know, the reason I bring up trigger is because that's been co-opted so hard as of recent, you know, 5-10 years that I could see something to that extent, even though it's not necessarily violent or sexual of nature, it could still possibly hit that algorithm just because of what the algorithm would assume that content is.
Yeah, because it's got kind of a political nature, right, to it, I think. So let me put in a couple that you mentioned there. I'm going to put in trigger and hammer because we're talking about political right now. I'm also going to put in Trump, and I'm going to put in Pelosi because I think I've mentioned Pelosi before. And I couldn't find any other reason that it ad restricted me other than maybe I talked about politics and mentioned maybe Trump or Pelosi, which was weird. And then obviously, you know, I have not looked up porn. I got to figure that something like that or pornography or something is going to trigger. But then I believe it was it Warsaw out there? He said a lot of guys are talking about, you know, they're calling it Gorn, which is a way to get around it, talking about the, you know, the gun porn, of course. So let's run that one as well. I'm going to run those and see if any of those hit. And other than porn, they don't, and that's obvious. Actually, pornography didn't even hit. So, but that's more of a, tends to be more of an educational nature type, term rather than, you know, a buzzword or a slang term. The shortened version that obviously gets thrown around, a lot more. So, good stuff there. I was sort of surprised, honestly, with running those that Trump and Pelosi didn't trigger. Moving on, bring Obnoxious in here. Let you jump in. First of all, I don't know if you've been on the After Hours before, so welcome, sir.
I was told there would be cake.
There is no cake.
So Snob lied to me.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't trust Snob. Snob doesn't. We do cookies here. We
ate it all.
He ate it all.
I believe that.
We do cookies. We don't do cake. So, yeah. On all this, with all this monetization, are there things out there? Do you even give it any thought? I mean, I know you're one of the up and comers, right?
And I don't know if I'm one of the up and comers, but thank you for suggesting that I might be.
do you give it any thought when you're, you know, doing your titles and tags that it, you know, is there even a second thought that, hey, this may, you know, if I use this word instead of another word, it might trip me up?
Not really, because I'm not, you know, obviously I'm not monetized yet, so it really doesn't hit me that much. I have recently started paying more attention to my keywords and the tags and everything, because I did until probably the last couple months, I did not have TubeBuddy or VidIQ or anything installed on mine. Mm-hmm. So I just recently started using those, and I got the, I got TubeBuddy, and then I got an email from them to upgrade like forever for $39. So I jumped on that, but I haven't upgraded BitIQ at all because I think they want an outrageous amount of money for it. But
yeah, it was the BitIQ version that I had to get was, I believe, $50, and that's a month. So it's definitely going to get canceled before the month's over. And then the TubeBuddy was $20 or $25, I think, for the month, in order to get these tools. And that's what's bad. And that's why I wanted to do this show and, you know, go over some of these words that I found so far, and then also get the word out and say, hey, while I've got these for the next, you know, 3 weeks, you know, whatever, get with me, especially if you've got monetization turned on and you've got ad restricted stuff or something that's, you know, the little yellow icon in there or something like that. Or if you just want to kind of do a channel audit and run through and get an idea, you know, not only does that help you guys, but that helps me to try to build this list too. That way, when I want to try to get as many of these words identified as possible, that way I can't afford to keep paying this every month, right? So I, long story short, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. The money is an obstacle.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I didn't mean to cut you off, so I'll let you finish.
Like I said, the TubeBuddy was, it's, I think it's their lowest level, but it was, you know, it was, they sent me the thing for like half price for a lifetime license on it. So I did do that one because it was worth it for me to do that. And I have had a couple of keywords that have popped up on it, you know, but nothing. Obviously it's going to be, it would matter more if I was monetized, but I've used it more just to get the keywords and use it that way. So I haven't really run into really checking what's getting flagged or not yet.
What could potentially hurt you? Right. And again, we mentioned this at the sort of at the top of the show, but you know, there is correlation between the algorithm that does the monetization and the algorithm that does everything else. So, you know, using words that the YouTube gods doesn't like could, you know, certainly cause issues with being able to get your, you know, get your word out, so to speak. But I'm gonna let you jump in real quick. Have you played around with any of this at all, either with the tools or just through suspicion?
I use VidIQ. And it flags pretty much anything that YouTube's going to be worried about and gives you an opportunity to go in and try to find a workaround. You know, some of my older stuff, it didn't occur to me to pay attention to that. And, you know, I've kind of went back to try and get some stuff remonetized or whatnot. Obviously, once you've submitted it for review and they say, they confirm it through a manual review, then you're pretty much boned. But, you know, if you haven't done that, which is why I think that, you know, you mentioned a few weeks ago about just, you know, playing around with your tags and stuff before you submit for a review. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly, because that's pretty much the only way you're going to get it back. You know, you really got to pay attention. There was one video that I just did tonight, as far as went back and looked at my tags and stuff to try to figure out why it was yellow coined. So hopefully we'll see. And I changed a couple things. I think I had shooting in there or shoot, and it was in both my tags and my description. So I went and changed those, and we'll see in a day or two if it makes any difference.
Right. And that's the other thing too. Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think patience is one of those things. When I first upgraded the VidIQ, I went in, I sorted all of my videos that were ad restricted. I sorted all of those, and I don't remember how many there were. There were like 30 something, which is not bad. I mean, I've got like 900 on the channel. So, you know, having 30 is like, okay, that's cool. And some of them were old stuff or whatever. They were staunch political, talking about bump stock bans, talking about Kavanaugh, talking about Trump, that sort of thing. And I'm like, well, that crap's going to get probably going to get ad restricted no matter what you try to do with that. In other words, there was no way, absolutely no way you could change anything in the title tag descriptions and make it anywhere near coherent for somebody to potentially click on it. So I went in with the vidIQ and, like I said, identified four or five words at least that were pretty consistent across all of those that I was able to change, modify, tweak, and all that. And so far it didn't happen right away. It took at least 2 days before I started seeing some flip, but without manual review, because I am not a fan of the whole manual review process. If you can tweak your stuff, get it back green without having to go through that manual review, I think you're a whole lot better off. To date so far, just with, like I said, utilizing the vidIQ tool, at that time I had not upgraded to TubeBuddy, I was able to flip 5 out of about 30, which is not too terribly bad. Cause like I said, there was probably a half a dozen that there's going to be just because of the topic, you're talking about the school shooting, wherever it was in, Santa Fe, the one here in Texas that we did the live stream there, stuff about the Kavanaugh hearing, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, I think people get a little bit hasty because they get huffy, right? It goes yellow. They're like, ah, freaking YouTube, click on the manual review. I hadn't done nothing wrong. Click on the manual review. Without taking a look at it and saying, okay, what could be causing this? What, do I need to do? And I think in the long run, I think even if you don't flip back green, I think that it betters your odds of having successful manual review, at least if you're paying attention to these sort of things. So, now I see that Sarge, I see that C4 Defense is out in the chat. And I was hoping he would kind of be in here because I know he's been having some issues with getting his monetization even turned on. And so I've been doing some looking, and I think potentially, Sarge, if you're out there and listening, get in touch with me. I think there potentially may be some stuff with your channel tags and some other things like we're talking about that could be causing some type of issue. Obviously, if you've got there's a vast majority of videos using these quote unquote controversial words, they may just opt not to even turn your channel on at that point. So, Gizzard, finally getting around to you because you had a really good point, in the side chat there about squishing those words together. So it sounds like maybe you've played with all of this just a little bit.
Well, actually, after I read what the premise of the video was and listened to the first few minutes, I actually went out and started playing with some of my videos just to see what vidIQ would do, because I had some of those trigger words in every video I got out there. Mm-hmm. So I adjusted 3 or 4 of them just to see what I had to get rid of to make the flags go away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just simple things like where I list all my patrons, G-Webs, who is in there, has Gun Space Websites, is one of my patrons. But if I take the space out between his name, then it didn't flag it anymore. So,
yeah, Gun is definitely, like I said, if there's a space in that, then it definitely wants to cause an issue. Sarge, thanks for jumping in, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the invite. Don't know how long I'll be able to stay, but
that's fine. It's not really anything. I got your channel up now because I wanted to be sure. And I'm not picking on you, but I know you were having a problem. And your channel was one that I pulled up. I've been pulling up, you know, all the different channels we know and stuff like that. Just trying to compile these lists and look at things. So I'm not picking on anybody here.
Oh, yeah.
As far as your monetization with your channel, there's a couple of things, and this is a big one. This is a thing that I've stayed away from since day one. I've talked about this before, but with the whole working with youth and 4-H and all that, it's been ingrained in me to stay away from the word weapon, and even stay away from the word gun as much as possible in the context of handgun or shotgun or air gun or something like that, maybe. But be more technical about it, that it's a firearm. And so I've kind of always tailored my channel as far as the title tags, descriptions, and stuff that way. But one thing that's very consistent across your channel is the word gun. So
yeah,
maybe some of these tools and pairing some of that back, replacing it with firearm or pistol, or like I said, rifle seems to be a trigger word, so you don't want to use that one in place of it. But, you know, maybe you
can. What about long arm or long gun?
If there's a space between the G's with a long gun, then yes, because it doesn't matter what you put before or after gun, it's going to trigger.
My problem is they just won't review my application.
Well, but that may be what you're getting, but it's the automatic thing may not be picking up on it is what I'm saying to kick it to them. But the other thing I was gonna tell you, again, this isn't picking on you, but we need to work on your channel tags big time. That's something that the algorithm, and then they're going to be pulling that data too to get an idea of what your channel is about. And as far as tags are concerned, you're doing a great game in your video tags. Your channel tags are nowhere nearly as good.
I know my channel tags are terrible.
Yeah, it's all one word. You've got like numbers for different calibers and weird, a lot of weirdness like that. So you need to go in. I would say go in. First of all, curate the word gun. If you can get access to either one of these tools to help you, that would be great.
I've got two, buddy.
Yeah. Then go into those. Like I said, those channel tags. Really give it some thought. You know, firearms education, firearm review. You know, things like that. Thankfully, I think I don't see. I'm gonna just try something here. I'm gonna do defense.
None of my videos, even though my channel isn't monetized, none of my videos come up as flagged against monetization by TubeBuddy.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's because maybe because your monetization is not owned. None of them are coming up. Is that what you're saying with your TubeBuddy?
Yeah, with TubeBuddy, it says no monetization flags. Like when it looks at them.
Is it giving you controversial keywords at all?
No,
it doesn't give you any of that. Okay, yeah. That's interesting because I just got through looking at two of your videos, and so I've seen stuff. So that's where I say it may be something that we have to get together, and I may have to look at your channel. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not monetized. This may be working off of my monitors because I'm monetized. It's looking at it and going, oh, if you use this, you can't be monetized. You see what I'm saying? It's not going off of your monetization status. So that's potential. But anyway, moving on, I guess. Yeah, just clean up those tags some and let's see what happens. It's definitely a recommendation I wanted to give you. Ghost, before I bring you in here real quick to talk about this too, I know that I don't know, for some people it's probably boring, but it's been kind of interesting the last few days playing with this. But yeah, if you're out there, if you're in the live chats, I see a couple of people asking about a couple of different words like red flags looks like and carbine and some other stuff. I will look those up here in just a second. Because I'm always curious. And if you're listening, watching, whatever, in replay, jump down in the comments below. And, yeah, let's talk about it. If there's any any keywords you found or whatever. I'd love to hear about them. Ghost, I'm going to let you jump in and see if you've played with this any at all. Your thoughts on using certain words, or if you have any suggestions on words that could be tripping people up.
Most of my limited or no ads, the yellow coins, are all pretty much on my live streams, which is fine because I really don't care. Most people after a week after the live stream, they're not going to go back and watch anyway. So the monetization for those really doesn't matter. I only had, I picked out 7 videos a few days back that had some keywords in there, did some changing, and as of about half an hour ago, 3 of them have been turned green. So go figure. So about half of them were changed back to green after just changing some of those words that that showed up. Now, I would ask you, because some of the ones that are still yellow, I would ask you a couple, if you could do a quick search for me real quick. Absolutely. One of them would be enemy.
That's an interesting one. Okay. Just go ahead and give me. I can do multiple ones at one
okay,
time.
Okay. Enemy, attack.
Ooh.
And strip/stripping. When you talk about field strip or stripping.
Oh, I never thought about that. Wow, that could be sexual connotation.
Right. And I have 3 of my videos have those words in there, and they're still yellow.
Yeah. Now, stripping, I can't even spell stripping. Is stripping 2 P's? Striping
2 P's. Yeah, 2 P's. Yeah.
What's how? Actually, believe it or not, strip. VidIQ is hitting on strip.
Yeah. Yeah. Field strip. Yep.
Wow.
One of my videos had field strip in there, so I need to go back and change that. So maybe somehow, maybe. One of the ones with the FUDs. Are they the enemy of the Second Amendment? And I'm thinking maybe enemy. I don't know.
I'm not getting a hit on enemy, and I'm not getting a hit on attack. And both of those.
Okay. What about arsenal?
Ooh, it's another good one. I don't use that as much, but that is a brand name that can cause people problems.
Right.
Right. So.
I have a video that says a three, you know, it was a home defense arsenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have no hits
okay.
on arsenal.
Right.
So
there you go.
That looks clean. So yeah. Interesting. Interesting words there. Let's see if we have anything out there in the chat. Budget. You said you had a couple, right?
Yeah, what about CCW or concealed carry?
Let's check them. There's CCW. Carry, I'm pretty sure, is not going to be, and you're talking about mainly single words. Concealed. I'm going to do concealed carry here. I'm going to say no on all of those, but I'm going to check them, of course.
What about politics? Weapon?
Ooh, I haven't done weapon, so that's a good one. Because we know assault flags, and we know that rifle flags. So, yeah, weapon. No, I don't got anything on weapon. Let's do politics. Yeah, Sarge, I've been going through. I've been trying to go through people's channels that, you know, I associate with and hang out with and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I mean, I could go into a Hickok or a Demo or a Nothing Fancy or wherever, you know, or a Yankee or a Matt, or somebody like that, and pull stuff. But, you know, I'd rather compile as much of the list I can from all of us. That way, when I share it, it kind of benefits all of us. We kind of know, you know, words that we can try to sidestep. Really doesn't, you know, in, at least for the catalog that we have, right? But some of them, I don't remember, you know, like, for example, never enough ammo. Thankfully, his is no spaces. if he had a space, then I would have concern over his with the whole ammo thing, because like I said, ammunition is cool. Does not come up, does not flag. Everything's looks kosher, but you do ammo and, you know, it all freaks out. So, politics looked okay. And I didn't think politics was a,
what are you checking it with?
I'm running both vidIQ and TubeBuddy.
Okay.
So I'm checking it actually on both ends, and I'm making a list, not checking it twice as Santa Claus would necessarily, but, yeah, I'm making a list here. I've actually got pulling a page out of the Ghost Tactical book here. I've got a spreadsheet, that I've got up that I've been typing these into, and I've been putting, words under each column. I've kind of got columns set up for both the TubeBuddy and the vidIQ to try to keep track that way. Because like I said, it seems like vidIQ is hitting on way more words than TubeBuddy is. Like I said, and you may not have been in Sarge whenever we was first talking about it, but with it hitting on more words, you know, that's probably the one we want to be paying the most attention to. Unless there's words in TubeBuddy that for some reason do not pick up in vidIQ. Because, for example, war is one that TubeBuddy is hitting on, that and bang, which that guy's wife pointed out earlier. War and bang is two that TubeBuddy's picking up on that vidIQ is not picking up on at all. So, you know, it's frustrating because all you can do is figure stuff out to a point that you have more questions. And that's what's sort of frustrating with this whole process. Gun loving grandpa out there says use freedom seed, I guess, instead of ammo. So guitar man Pete says potentially you could use takedown instead of a filled strip. Yeah, takedown's going to be okay. Those are two very benign words. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I did do Second Amendment, but I'm going to go through, and I don't remember. Second's not going to flag. It's too generic of a word. But I don't think Amendment flagged. But I'm gonna run it just to see, because I may have run that before I did. Somebody spell amendment for me, please.
Amendent.
Because apparently I can't spell it. And give me a second here. Gonna have radio silence apparently. Amendment. Amendment. yeah, I may have run amendment before I had the TubeBuddy on. But of course, surely somebody would have said something. No, amendment looks okay. And I kind of figured amendment probably would, because, you know, I talk about generic words, but that's what's crazy. I mean, Ghost, you brought up the whole notion of strip there, and that guy's wife brought up the one bang, you know, for example. And, you know, those in and of themselves are very generic words. So makes you wonder, you know, why they get, you know, why, you know, the Vegas Strip, right? Or whatever. The Mobius Strip, I guess, if you're dealing with that sort of thing. Seven Wonders out there being funny. So how about the word Angelina? Or does YouTube even know about her yet? No, that's gonna be okay. I don't see any more suggestions out there in the chat. So anybody on the panel got stuff that you're curious about that we can look up while we're doing it? Just open the floor up if anybody's got any.
I didn't hear you mention this, but I was wondering about monetization or demonetization, if that's actually prompted anything, since that is kind of the topic.
Explain. I don't get where you're going with that, Tardot.
Well, Well, I've heard some people complain about that before. Now, it hadn't been from Firearms Channel, is that talking about the monetization or the demonetization of channels and putting in those particular words, they had thought actually might have prompted it.
No, I have ran those, actually. And I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I've run monetization and demonetization both, and neither one of those. Monetization, I believe it's monetization. It's really weird because I put that in and it always wants to spell check. It's like, that's not a real word for some reason. That's a YouTube-ism. But yeah, monetization and demonetization. I haven't seen any flags on either one of those. But again, I mean, we go back to just doing the title. Actually, we, you know, I do the Monday podcast and we talked about this. We hit on this a little bit. Of course, it's different because I don't have people to bounce things off of in that type of a setting. But we hit on this a little bit. And so when I do that, take that off of Instagram, put that on YouTube as a replay, then I try to title it, you know, with some of the subjects, you know, some of the stuff that we talked about during that. And one of them was these controversial keywords, and it hit on controversial. So, oddly enough, another one that it's not hitting on, which is weird, is conspiracy, because we all know with the whole Alex Jones thing and all that, that's been an issue, which reminds me, I wonder if we put Alex Jones, what it does. I bet it doesn't do anything, but yeah, I run conspiracy and it didn't. I run conspiracy and conspiracy theory, and it's not hitting on Alex Jones or Alex Jones. So that's kind of weird too. Anybody else suggestions on things that may be weird you're thinking about that could be a problem?
What about Glock?
Ooh.
Because a lot of people just say Glock, maybe gun.
I ran earlier. I did run. What did I run? I run Savage, Remington, Ruger. Glock is not one of the ones I run. I run Armalite. Interestingly enough, I run every variation of AR-15 I possibly could. I did Armalite rifle. I did Armalite. It hit on rifle, obviously, when I did Armalite rifle. I did Armalite. I did AR-15. I did them together. I did them with a space in between. I did it with a dash. And, yeah, didn't have a problem. Glock is clean, it looks like. So, that guy out there, guy that comments, I should say, is, he says assault rifle. Yeah, either way, you're dead. You're completely dead in the water with that one. Anything with assault, it's going to flag. Anything with rifle, it's going to flag. So assault rifle, yeah, you're going down for that one. Midnight Range Tim's got a good one. He says, what about things like serial killers and killer maybe one? That would be interesting. He says, or controversial pop culture. He says, maybe Hitler or Alex Jones. And I did Alex Jones, but because Alex Jones is kind of benign, Alex is kind of benign, Jones is kind of benign. And so
Hitler and Nazi would be interesting to hear.
Yeah, Hitler and Nazi are two that we need to do. Antifa, maybe. Hitler's Hitler, right?
Yep.
And then let's do Nazi for Nazi.
What about ISIS?
Nazi hit on two, buddy.
Socialist. I'm going to do socialist just because. I'm going to do Democrat. I've done liberal and a bunch of that stuff. Republican. Let's do Republican. Killer, we wanted to do killer, right? Okay, let's run those and see. We've got several there we can do. Yeah, Snob is right. Nazi did hit on two, buddy. So that's sort of understandable in a way. It's kind of sad because it's whitewashing history in a way. Wow. Okay, we got multiple hits here with VidIQ. Good job, Pancake Boy out there. Hitler, yes. VidIQ did not like that. ISIS did not like that. And Nazi did not like that. Didn't have a problem with killer, or Democrat or socialist or Republican. So interesting stuff. So yeah, we're building up our database here. We do got a couple out there. I'm going to run real quick. Ozzy says magazine. Just offhand, I would say no. But I'm going to put that one in here and check it just because that could have multiple connotations.
What about stock?
Midnight Range buddy, I get you. He says, what about names of serial killers? The problem is I don't know names of serial killers because I don't really care because I don't, I get what you're saying, but that's something I would have to research off air and plug in there. So go ahead, Ghost, what were you saying?
I would say bump stock.
Well, you're looking at the word bump and stock, and I think I put that in earlier, and I don't think it did anything. But I can do bump, and I can do stock, and then one of these days I'll have faster internet, and it'll really help the process here. Then I'm going to do bump stock, and I'm actually going to bump stock, not bump stick. Put the two words together. Now, somebody out there, I don't remember who it was, had was talking about, oh, it's a guy that comments, was talking about Islamic. We did attack. So, but extremist, right? How do you spell extremist? It's E-X-T-R-E-M-I-S-T, right? And then Islamic. And there was another one I was thinking about when I was doing
this. Jihad.
Yeah, I don't even know how you spell that.
J-I-H-A-D.
Is it? Okay. So, yeah. Now there was another one. They're talking about the serial killer's name. They're actually putting some in there. A guy comments as Ted Cruz. Here's the thing with two-part names, okay? That's what, out there in the comments, you guys, I don't think you're grasping the concept here. We're talking about words because, again, we go back to gun, right? Handgun is squished together. Gun is bad. Gun is bad. But if you squish it together with, like, handgun, it's okay. Rifle is bad. So, therefore, anything that's like, assault rifle or bolt action rifle, it's got rifle in it. So, it's going to be bad. That being said, kind of like Hitler, I mean, it's possible you can use the last name. So, I mean, I could do like Bundy just to see. We've got, go ahead.
I would say I'd be curious too, you know, bring a lot of that up. You know, when you look at shootings and stuff, you're always thinking death, dead, fatalities, fatality.
You just brought up something. You tweaked my interest here. I'm going to do death and I'm going to do dead. I'm also going to do die, and I'm going to do dies because I've had reloading videos get weird. Reloading dies, right? So I'm glad that you mentioned that. That's actually one I wanted to check. So let's scroll down. We've got a bunch here. Out of all of those I've put in that we just talked about, the bump stocks, the jihad, the death, the dead, the die, the dies. Two buddies not hitting on any of them. Dead and death, BitIQ does not like. And I sort of knew that, to be honest, especially with the dead. I knew this because of tech channels. I know that there's tech channels that, you know, talk about reviving a dead battery or, you know, your dead, you know, reviving your dead iPhone or, you know, something of that nature, that have complained about the word dead. They think that it's being flagged. Guy that comments out there, just change how you write stuff. He's putting numbers in there. So,
okay.
And that dollar sign. So that's interesting. And that's certainly a possibility. With what that guy's wife out there, the guy that comments is getting me confused. What he's saying about changing it up, and he's putting like numbers and non-alphanumerics and stuff into there. A lot of people do that. the problem with doing that is trying to walk that fine line between you want it to still be in some way searchable, and you want it to be in some way able to be picked up on by the search suggestion recommendation algorithm. That way it's served to other people. If you take all the words and you jumble them up and put letters and dollar signs and weird stuff in there, that particular algorithm is not going to find them. And so, you know, you've got to rely on somebody basically just stumbling across that video, and it's going to kind of suck. Seven Wonders says, and I'll get with you just a second with that guy's wife. I'll let you come in. Seven Wonders is saying, some folks told me that subs and subscribers. So let's check those real quick. While I'm checking those, that guy's wife, what do you have?
While we're talking, I was looking through some of my videos. And I actually, mm-hmm. I think you and I had this conversation before, and I've gone back through most of my videos before and re-tagged them and all. But shoot is not good. Shoots is okay. Mm-hmm. What about shot? Like shot show?
I didn't have a problem. I had one that was actually flagged that was shot show. It was a 2019 shot show, actually. Mm-hmm. And, shot wasn't pulling up, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna check that. I'm also gonna do shots here, because I don't remember if I had the TubeBuddy thing at the time. So I've got quite a few in here. I've got the subscribers, subscribe, subs, shoots, shot, and shot. TubeBuddy, I'm getting nothing on it, and nothing on VidIQ. So
okay.
All that looks good. I mean, it's just shoot. Apparently, that's a problem. Which is, I don't know. Like I said, it's strange, but I mean, at least that gives us, I guess, some type of leadway, you know, to play around with things. Guy that comments, he's throwing out a lot of good ones. Shooting is okay. I ran shooting previously. We did killed and killer earlier. No, we didn't do killed. We did killer. So let's do, that would be similar to dead. You would think that would flag, but we're dealing with a lot of weirdness here. Like I said, I think it opens more questions than it does. Gives us answers, unfortunately. Yeah, killed is fine. So, all right, good stuff. So I'm going to scroll through here. Roll call out there says poop. I'm not even going to put it in there. Are you putting poop in your video title? Come on, dude. Come on. Not using that anyway. I don't know what channel would. Maybe you're talking about poop emojis or something. As far as the panel, I'm just going to open it up since we're up against the hour here. Looks like I'll open it up. I don't want to close it. If there's any questions, comments, concerns, you know, anything you want to bring up, go ahead. I mean, just jump in, be polite. If there's anybody,
what about cuffs?
Like for handcuffs?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's an interesting one. I think it'd be more like handcuff or something. I'm going to do handcuff. Or are you just talking about the word cuffs? Whoops. I spelled that wrong.
Well, I mean, I actually, that's not even, it's a video that I have that it's not even viewable on my YouTube, but it's on there. And I actually have cuffs in it.
Right.
Like historical cuffs.
Okay. So it is cuffs. Okay. I think that would be an interesting
or
one to look
nooses.
At.
Or nooses.
Oh, I bet you nooses. How you got nooses spelled? Do you know? N-O-S-E-S.
N-O-O-S-E-S.
There's nooses. Let's do noose. Because that has some connotation that it may not like. So, yeah, I'll run those real quick. Maybe. No, I mean, all that looks okay. Let me do something here. Bear with me. I'm trying to... I've got too many words in here. It's freaking out on me. So I got to back some of these out. And then I'll double check.
Yeah, I have that particular one. It's unlisted. It's only viewable on GunStreamer.
That's going to be, does it talk anything in that? Have you got any tag or anything in that about prison or execution or anything like that?
Let me look at it. I clicked the wrong one. Hang on, let me get back down there.
What about hostage?
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in. I'm kind of clear. Okay, hang on. We'll do these. Hang on just a second. Let me get some room cleared out. I'm over the limit on tags. And my internet is slow. This is annoying.
Now, with that one said, I have another question then. If I change my tags on my YouTube thing and I've already got it pulled over to GunStreamer, it's not going to affect it if I change it on YouTube, right?
Why are you worried about GunStreamer? It's a separate once it's pulled it over.
Once it's pulled it over, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway.
So technically, I mean, this is one I can't, there's no way I can publish this on YouTube anyway. I already know this, so.
Right. So Ghost is hostage, and then you said what execution?
I have execution of murderers. I've got leg restraints, jail, murder. Prisoners, prison, hanging, straitjacket, old medical.
Oh my God!
There's
so many in there that's going to be a problem. I think. Like, okay, so hanging. Good Lord, you murderer! You said. Yes. I know murder is bad. Murderer, good Lord.
Okay, but that one was from the J.M. Davis Museum.
No, I get it.
We
talked about that when you said that was cool and you were going to do it, and I'm like, but that's weird.
Not a YouTube thing, right?
It's not hitting on any of that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, none of them are.
So it might would let me actually post this one over here?
It's not hitting on any of those. Yeah, it's not hitting on any of those.
Wow.
It's not like they're not going to let you post it. It's just if
it's a monetization thing. This is, we need to be clear about this. This is not stuff that's going to get you a strike.
Yeah.
And get your channel taken down. This is going to affect, first and foremost, it's going to affect any, potentially monetization. Mm-hmm. And then it could have some ripple effect into, how YouTube promotes your stuff for search suggestion and recommendation. So, yeah.
It's probably better I just delete this one off of YouTube.
I don't know. That could be.
I think it's cool.
Right. Now, that guy's wife, Turbo out there, that guy's wife. God, guy, you're screwing me up out there. But Turbo first, he says ARAK build reload. I've tried all those. All those are cool. Actually, any variation that I could possibly figure with AR-15, AR-10, AR-9, with dashes, without dashes, with spaces, same way with AK-47, AK-74, blah, blah, blah. I didn't see any issues with those. And then a guy that comments says, do hyphens make it okay? No. If you butt two words up together, like hand gun, no spaces, then that makes gun okay, apparently. But here's the deal. This is one thing that I wanted to say about that. I'm not sure that it's completely okay. Even if you butt those together, I'm not sure that the algorithm, since we know that it's flagging on that potential piece of the word, because we know it false flags. We know this algorithm will false flag stuff all the time. I'm not real sure that it doesn't pick up on words inside of words, if that makes any sense. So even though TubeBuddy and BitIQ may not be flagging things like, handgun, all one word, or gun channels, as Gizzard pointed out at the top of the hour, with no space. Not real sure that it's not picking up on it still. So if you do run these tools, if you are careful, if you're playing around with those yellow icons, whatever, and trying to do the best that you can with it, and you get to a point that you've got those two words butted up together that are, was, you know, supposedly okay, then my suggestion would be to get rid of those altogether, change them to something completely different and see what happens. Turbo saying JICOMs will get you an Alex Jones term. And Alex Jones probably sits off all kinds of alarms. It doesn't, because JICOM could, and I'll run that. Alex Jones, the problem that you get with Alex Jones, we talked about this, I just mentioned it, is, and I don't know how you even do, I'm going to go try to do JICOM, C-I-H-O-M. So let's do JICOM with one M, and then let's do JICOM with two. But what I was saying with the Alex Jones thing is, yeah, when you start trying to do two words, then it's only one of those words potentially is a flag, unless you're talking about something like assault rifle or something like that. Both of those flag, but you know, you could put bolt action rifle, then it's going to be flagged because rifle is a bad word. So, yeah, and it doesn't hit on Alex, it doesn't hit on Jones, and it doesn't hit, obviously, if it doesn't hit on either one of those by themselves, it's not going to hit on those together. And I guess that's what I'm saying is, yeah, you got certain words that flag, and they're going to make or break it for a phrase regardless. It's not, and that's the frustrating thing again, because we all know that when we're dealing with our tags and our titles and our keywords and all that stuff, we want to be specific, right? So, you know, how do you, it's that fine line that I guess that we have to walk, and I guess this is a good note to sort of close down on, is, you know, we need to be thinking of ways that we walk that line. I mean, with YouTube, like was mentioned, with GunStreamer, with, you know, other platforms, who cares? I mean, it doesn't matter. But if you're here and you want to play the game here to the best of your ability, how do you walk that line? How do you, you know, rifle is a huge, gun is a big one, of course, but rifle is a huge one. I mean, how do you not use the word rifle? Think of the search that you're losing because of that, right? If you were trying to go with a long gun or something of that nature. It's absolutely insane. So, yeah, with that, I'll we'll run this one through the room. And final thoughts, and if you have them, go ahead and throw them out there. I mean, that's fine. And then all of your plugs and that sort of stuff, and we will we'll close up and get the heck out of here. We'll start on the snob side, man. Go for it.
Yeah, the only comment I have is, what point does it make to change all your keywords to where they're fine with their YouTube gods monetization if you can't get any search results, which you kind of just touched on that a little just right then before then. But it just seems pointless to me to get $2 off YouTube, you know, versus, you know, having a chance to get a lot more via other ways, via Patreon or affiliate links or whatever.
Well, but
it's just my thoughts.
Yeah. But that being said, it's like I said, how do you play that game if it ends up affecting all the search and all of that stuff as well, right?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. I understand that. I'm just, yeah, you know, but you can't, at the same time, nobody's searching for, you know, a certain term if you change it just a little, and nobody searches for that versus what everybody's searching for is gun or something, mm-hmm. you know, or rifle per se.
Right.
And if you say long gun and place a rifle, nobody's searching for long gun, but everybody's searching for rifle.
Everybody is searching for rifle. Yeah. So right.
That was just my only question on it, basically, was kind of what I was saying.
Well, yeah. And then we're dealing with things that we don't know as well. Like when, because we don't have a clue how the vast majority of all these algorithms work. You know, just like we've kind of illustrated tonight. I mean, we can identify with tools and things, we can see certain patterns. But YouTube's even admitted that they have no one person that knows how the entire algorithm, any other algorithms they use, which they use several, they have no one person that knows how that entire algorithm works. They have teams of people literally that are constantly working on those algorithms, tweaking, doing input, changing stuff, whatever. So you know, not knowing how that works, you know, part of me wonders, is there portions of the algorithm that even if you, because I've seen this before too, that I've searched for videos and put a word in, and I've got videos that do not have that word in the title tag or the descriptions. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, how did it just serve me this? You know, and it's a relevant video. It's relevant to what I was looking for, but it's not titled, tagged, or described in such a way that the algorithm should have picked up on it. So it makes you wonder if the algorithm does not also use some type of I'm going to use a big word here that most people don't understand anymore. The algorithm doesn't use some type of a thesaurus in a way to serve stuff. So I don't know, just interesting concept. Plugs if you got them, Snob.
Not much. Just check out my channel if you haven't yet. And thanks for having me. Enjoyed the show tonight. And that's all I got.
You bet. Now, Turbo out there says that he thinks that they monitor the closed caption speech to text output. Yes, they absolutely do. They monitor the chat that is out there that you guys are in. Guy that comments said rifled is fine. Yeah, rifles, if you put an S or a D on the end, then it seems to be fine. User out there says he's the one that caused our ad restriction a few weeks back. He says you won't get demonetized so long as you keep me out of the chats. I got a feeling that this one, especially if they scan the speech to text, the closed captioning, this one's probably toast. It's going to be interesting once this renders to see. I'll report that back probably next week on the Nerd Chat. That guy's wife, final comments or plugs if you have them.
Thanks for having me. Be sure and check out That Guy's Wife Media on YouTube and Gunstreamer. I've got lots of stuff scheduled to hit over the next several weeks, so lots of things to come. Be sure and join Gun Gals this weekend for sure. Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Tardot, what you got, bud?
Not much. Just make sure to go and check out my channel at Tardot357. I've got still several more NRAM videos I'm going to be dropping. Make sure to go check out Gunpowder Beauty's channel. And check us out at tarpowdermedia.com. That has the links for pretty much everything we do.
Awesome. Now, quick plug for Sarge. She did jump in for a little while. Let's see, for defense, if you're wondering. So go look him up. Snob, I know Snob typed a question there in the side. He says, what if you leave out the tags until it monetizes and then add the bad words? It will flag it. The algorithm, real quick, before we move on, explain the way I understand how the monetization algorithm works and why I say that manual review should be a last resort. Monetization algorithm is constantly running and scanning because you would definitely be able to game the system that way, right? So it stands to reason why that is. Somebody could upload some very vile, very horrible, horrible stuff and say it's puppies and kittens or something, and then maybe go in and change it around after the fact or whatever. So you've got to be, you know, they've got to be mindful of that, and they are watching for that.
That's what I figured. I was just curious.
Yeah. Yeah. But then going back into the whole appeal thing, this is where you got to be careful too, because you've heard this, you've heard people say, well, I appealed, and then two or three weeks later, it went yellow again. I've heard that from people. But there are people that lose the appeal. It stays ad restricted. And no matter what they do, you can't change it back to green. Well, I think once you appeal, if you lose the appeal, and this would be very easy for YouTube to do, if you lose the appeal, they flag that video. They flag the video ID on that video. That way the algorithm doesn't have to scan it anymore, right? Because the algorithm is already working its rear end off, obviously. So anytime you lose an appeal, if you win an appeal, obviously you can go back in and change stuff around, right? So they want to be able to continually scan that type of stuff. But if you lose the appeal and they say, okay, well, you're just ad restricted, bam, here's your, you know, mark on your channel, on that video ID, I should say. And the algorithm's just going to overlook you from now on, and this will never be fully monetized. So I think that's my understanding really of how all that works. Obnoxious, thanks, man, for jumping in. I think this is the quietest you have ever been on a show, but that's okay. You got anything to say or projects or whatnot to plug before we get out of here?
I've got NRAM stuff. Like everybody else, I've got a bunch of it. I did drop a Hex Mag and Sentry Products interview today. And I think next week I'm probably going to try and get out the Alien Gear holsters and maybe thinking either the Rex firearms, or I've got a couple others. I haven't decided which other ones I'm going to try and get out next week, but that's what I got coming up next week. And Saturday I'll be on Sarge's show, and Sunday maybe midnight show. Oh. So find me there and find my channel.
All right. Good stuff. Budget, still around?
Yep, I'm here. Thanks for the invite. I also have more NRAM stuff coming out. In the very near future, I'm going to start my budget precision rifle project, which will probably be buried in the search and absolutely be demonetized. But c'est la vie, right? Have my live stream tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern, The Right of the People on Budget Guides and Gear Reviews. So check that out. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks for the show, man.
You bet. Gizzard, what you got?
Well, great chat. Gave me a lot of stuff to think about. Now you got me going in and editing words and also checking my actionable SEQ score, which is awful on my videos, and I'm figuring out how to fix that too. So I'm learning as I go. So thanks a bunch. Tomorrow night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Foul Territory. Love to see everybody there. Thanks for your support of the channel, and thanks for the invite.
That Ghost, bring it on.
I just want to bring up something that happened earlier on Yankees chat, and someone had asked, said that one of his friends was having suicidal thoughts, and what should he do? And if you're ever out there and you need someone, or you have someone that is struggling mentally, regardless if they're firearms people or not, please go check out Mental Health America. And more importantly, check out walkthetalkamerica.org or WTTA.org. There's a lot of really cool things. And if you need me to, please get a hold of me, and I can actually get you in touch with the founder of that, and Glover can too. And if you ever have anyone to talk, man, the biggest thing you can do is just be there for them. But there are resources out there to help people out there that are having some problems. So please do that. And thanks for having me.
Yep. You bet. And yeah, I ran into that last week. I went into town and had some flyers printed for WTTA. The local gun shop here was going to slide those into all the new firearms being sold. And so the girl at the counter at the copy place was like, "What is this?" And she's like, "I got a friend." And so, you know, I couldn't offer her any help other than to say, "Hey, go check out WTTA. There's all kinds of resources there." You know, she, you know, I don't remember the whole conversation, but of course she wanted to, like most people do, give me a big spiel about the specifics of what's going on. And, you know, I more or less just let her know that, hey, you know, there's a reason that WTTA, Mental Health America, those places are around. It's because it's a common thing. People are, you know, going through all that. And then went and ate lunch and run into a very similar situation. And, you know, it, you can see the relief, and we're not talking about the people dealing with the mental health issues, but the people that are dealing with the people that are having the mental health issues. I don't know. You could see almost a relief in their eyes just to be able to talk to somebody about what was going on. So, it's like we say all the time, for multiple reasons, you know, compassion and, you know, having conversations about things, we don't always have to be ugly and rude and tear each other apart and always be on the defensive and arguing and debating things. You know, sometimes we can just listen and say, you know, hey, that's normal. As far as the channel here, a few things going on. First of all, got a new patron over there on the Patreon, which is cool. So thanks to Mr. He's Clave on Instagram. I appreciate him coming on board. As far as the executive meeting that we had last night over there on Patreon, I got a lot of good information hammered out for the what will, I guess, tentatively is called the Next Generation Grant Project, which is a project we're going to work on to give some equipment and things like that away to a youth organization or club twice a year in conjunction with, of course, friends in the industry and all of our patrons over there on Patreon, sort of helping make the decisions for that. So definitely want to plug that project that's coming up. A couple of other things. In the morning, bright and early, we'll have Cedar Mill Firearms. The podcast with those guys will release. Very good conversation that we had with some, I don't know, bias or just hard times that they have run into over with their Amazon store. So really interesting conversation with that. You can imagine doing firearm-related stuff and being tied in with Amazon. So definitely want to listen to that, kind of get a feel for maybe the environment over there and what's going on. And then finally, tomorrow night, something that a lot of people have asked for, and it is coming back. The live version of Firearm Friday will return tomorrow night at 10 Eastern. That'll happen here on the YouTube channel, of course, and be simulcast over on Gun Channels. And our guest will be Dave Kane from Kane Arms. The live versions of Firearm Friday, in case you want to keep this in mind or mark your calendars, will happen every second Saturday at 10 Eastern. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring in a previous guest from the recorded.
Friday.
What did I say?
Saturday.
Oh, did I say Saturday? Okay. My bad. Let me start over. They will happen every second Friday at 10 Eastern. And what we'll do is we'll bring in a guest from a previously recorded podcast. That way, all of you folks out there in the chat are able to actually ask them questions directly about the business or the product or their projects or whatever it might be. So Mad Sexy says, when will the Lawnchair Pop return to YouTube? The Lawnchair Pop actually happens over on Patreon Monday, believe it or not. So Monday, those folks that are not patrons on Patreon will get the patrons on Patreon will get the will get last month's Lawnchair Pop. So as far as doing the live Lawnchair Pops on YouTube, they're very few and far between. Usually the anniversary Lawnchair Pop is about the only one we do, because I like to keep that selection of the firearm we use and that sort of thing. I like to keep that saved for those folks over there. With that, I guess that pretty much covers. That's a lot of stuff to cover for the channel. So hopefully everybody got that. Again, thanks for everybody on the YouTube side and on the Gun Channel side. A little quiet over there, but we did have a little bit of conversation. Thanks for the participation. Running some of these keywords is really important. Again, if you're out there in replay, comments down below, use those comments. Let's talk about some things. If you're out there, regardless of whether it's the chat now or the replay later, media@clovertac.com. Shoot me an email if you want me to look at some videos of yours, maybe. If you want me to run certain keywords to try to get an idea of what's going on, then shoot me an email. Let's do that, because within the next month, I really want to build this list up as much as possible. That way I don't have to continue to pay the big money for these tools. With that, we're out of here. We will catch you next week. Stay nerdy.